Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
And we are here today with Lori Gilmore.
Special guest. Hello. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. We're so excited. I feel like we realized after we talked to you, like at the Q&A, we were like, well, now I have so many more questions that we want to know. And we're like, I'm sure people also want to know more things. So I was like, we got to get her on.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to be here.
Amazing. Thank you. So we had our listeners basically write in any questions they had, and then we chose ones that we felt like would give them a better idea about who you are, the book series, your other series, so we'll get into that. So I want to give a shout out to those people. So thank you to Ryan, Cindy, Lily, Maria, Chelsea, Christine, Amelia, Sam, and Heather. So all kinds of people.
A lot of people.
Yeah, they're excited. Oh my gosh. We had people writing in like multiple questions too. Everyone's like eager.
Yeah, people want to know.
Yeah. So we'll start off, I guess, kind of with questions about you. So our first question today is, how did you start as a writer?
Okay, we'll go all the way back to the beginning. So I was staying home with my kids. And as lovely as that can be, it can also be boring in a weird way. Like, you're busy. You're very busy, but also your brain is kind of like, how much can I talk to a toddler before I completely lose my mind?
Yep.
I could not imagine.
It's rough. Yeah, so I don't know. I'd always been a reader, and then I decided I would – give it a try, basically, as something to do like while the kids were napping. And I just kind of started writing little stories, and I liked it. And then it turns out when you start writing things, you eventually want people to read the things. So yeah. You get brave eventually. So then I put a few things out there, self-published a few things, got a few things published by like some small presses. And that's kind of how it started. But yeah, I was like a full-grown adult. I know some people like have this dream since they were a kid. I'm going to be a writer. I just never thought I could do it. I don't know. It seemed like that's like a magic thing that people can do. So I never really considered it.
But I almost like that better. Like, I feel like that you were a reader first.
Yeah.
It makes it like that much. We were talking about this after the Q&A and, like, while reading the books. We were like, oh, you can tell that she's, like, a reader first. Like, it's, like, nice and refreshing.
I'm one of you.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's, like, inspiring as well, right? Because it's, like, okay, you're not setting your life to start writing. And, like, that's, like, who you are. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just, like, an ode to saying that, like, you could do it at any time.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to be a teacher. I taught preschool, and then I stayed home with my kids. And yeah, and the other thing really at the time is it was something that was like just for me. Mm-hmm. Like when you're a mom, you know, you're like, it's for everybody else all of a sudden.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it was just for me. It was just for me to start at the start. It was just something that I could do for myself. So I try to remember that when it gets a little crazy now. I'm like, this is my thing for myself.
Yeah.
I'm glad everyone out there is enjoying it, but like it started out as like my sanity. So
yeah.
Like a passion project, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. Okay, our next question is, what is your writing process like? Like when you write a book, is there like a certain format that you start with, or do you make characters first?
Yeah. So I'm not a planner when I write. So it's all kind of vibes.
We love the vibes.
Yeah, vibrating.
Running on vibes over here. But yeah, no, I do start with the characters, definitely. For a romance, it's like if the characters are good, when I'm reading, I will watch them do anything. You know what I mean? I'm like, I love these people. They can be doing whatever and I'll read it. So that's always like top of my mind is the characters. Just like, what's their deal? What's their damage? Why can they not be together from the start?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We love the damage.
Yeah, we need damage. If they're well-adjusted people, like, what are we even doing?
Yeah, like, true.
That's, yeah. Yeah, so it starts with that. Because it's romance, like, I think of the what tropes are going to be in it. Obviously, this series is super seasonal, so... Like for Pumpkin Spice, I literally had a list of like cute fall stuff. Like, what are we putting in here?
Yeah.
Yeah. So all that. And then I just have to start. Like, I can't like do an outline typically. Mm-hmm. And if I do, it's like full of question marks. It's like, maybe this happens ? Like, I don't know. And yeah, then I get about halfway through. And I kind of start to panic. And that's sort of when I'll outline the rest. Like, where we have to get to.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
I love all the activities. I'm an activity kind of person. So I'm always like, first of all, I want to go to all these activities. Like, I have to find them. I need to go to them. I
need to find a dream harbor.
Yeah.
No. People keep asking. They're like, is it based on a real place? I'm like, does anywhere exist like this?
Like, if it did, I would live there. So.
Let me know.
And so this next question kind of like goes off that. And so people want to know what your inspiration is when you're writing. So again, like, is there places that have inspired you or like activities or things like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, so there isn't a real dream harbor, sadly. Obviously it has strong Stars Hollow vibes from Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
Just general cozy TV, you know, Hallmark movies, all that cozy good times goes into it. We used to live in Boston, so it has like a lot of North Shore vibes. Yeah. I usually think about that sort of New England-y seaside. But there's not like one specific place. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of just whatever I'm into at the time, whatever I'm reading, whatever I'm watching.
Right.
So like book 4 that's coming out in the spring, I was watching a lot of The Bear.
Yeah. Yes.
And Emily in Paris. So I was like, I need a chef. So there's a chef hero in that one. So yeah,
I just love like it.
Whatever I'm into, I just put it in.
Yeah.
I love that. That's like such a vibe. I feel like I would totally do that if I was a writer.
Yeah, right? You're like, what do I like? And then I just put it in there, and it's been so nice that it turns out other people like it too.
Yeah.
Well, and like going off like you're a reader, I feel like both of us, we like mood read. Like, what are we into this month? Like, what do we want to read? So it's kind of like that. You're like, I'll write about what I want to write about.
Yeah. I feel like going forward, there's like this series out about like cowboys, and he's like a single dad, and I'm like, Jamie, we need to read this.
Yes. Oh no, I haven't heard about this yet. I'm nervous.
It's like, it's called like Loved and Lassoed or something like that.
Wow.
Those have the best covers. Have you seen them?
Yes.
I'm obsessed.
Yes.
That's how I feel too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So. I'm behind. I got to know what this is about.
Come on, Jamie. Get with
it.
All right.
Cowboys. That's all you need to know. Cowboys.
Exactly.
Honestly, yes. Yes.
I love that. The next question is actually my personal question, just because I need to know. Do you have a favorite book and or series? And I'm just going to add another little tidbit. What is like your favorite tropes in a book?
Ooh. Okay. Whew, this is a big one.
No pressure.
Oh my God. I don't know. Okay. How about instead of favorite books, I do favorite authors.
Sure.
Is that good? Because I feel like it's changing all the time. Like, whatever my favorite book is. I don't know. Okay. So I love Kat Sebastian.
Okay.
Writes queer historicals.
Oh, cool.
They're so good. She has this like, it's a two book. What do you call that? A duology?
Yeah.
I don't know. Two. And it's like men in the 1950s and they're reporters. I'm telling you, it is so good. And it's so
really
cool. they like, I don't know, so much like caretaking as a love language. They like make each other soup. I don't know. I love it so much.
Aw, this is very wholesome.
Yeah,
it's
seriously.
So wholesome. I'm like, trust me, it's so good. So that one's called We Could Be So Good is the first one. Anyway, okay. So I love her. I love Kate Claiborne. I love Talia Hibbert. Writes amazing characters. Yeah, I like any, just like, it's all about the characters. So if the characters are good, yeah. I'm in. I just finished, it's not technically a romance, but it did have a good romantic subplot called The Lost Story. Okay. It's like a fantasy, fairy tale vibes, like Narnia. Like they go into another world and then they come back and have to like deal with it. That was good.
Yeah. Mm. I'm into, we like fantasy. We're definitely a romance fantasy.
Yes. Oh, have you read Bonded by Thorns?
No.
Okay. Mm. There's four of them out so far. There's like three more coming, I think. So I was kind of mad because I thought they were all out and I read them and they weren't all out.
Yes. That's like the worst.
I know. You're killing us with these. I'm like, I gotta know.
Yeah.
Oh, like I do it to readers, but also get mad when I am the reader. And I'm like, but it's really good. It was my first like reverse harem or whatever we're supposed to call it now, by choose. Mm-hmm. And it was good. It was like Beauty and the Beast vibes. There's like all these fae princes, and then turns out she's like mated to all of them. I don't know. It was like wild. Oh, it was
perfect.
Wild.
Wait, we need to do a reverse harem because we haven't read a book like that yet.
No.
I was nervous. I was like, I don't know, but I think she did a really good job because the heroes are actually all really different, and she develops like a legit relationship with like all of them. Mm. And then some of the heroes like cross, which I also enjoy.
Oh.
Hello. Ooh.
Okay.
That's it. Right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, seriously. That sounds something that's a that
book recs are like my love language. So I just like to give them all to you. So that one, really good. The first one, Bonded by Thorns, and then they go from there.
Perfect.
Amazing.
Wow. Oh yeah,
no. Adding that to the Goodreads.
Yeah.
Tropes. I love Grumpy Sunshine.
Yeah.
And I love, like, he should always fall first. Like, I want him obsessed with her right away.
Yes.
Yeah, we love that.
That's totally fine with me. Like, he should just be, like, all in from the beginning.
Yep.
Forced proximity. Like, I want them together at all times.
Yes. That's such a good one.
Yeah, like, I don't want a chapter where they're, like, off doing their own shit. Like, I want them.
Yes.
Together.
Exactly.
We were saying that. Like, even, like, if they're arguing. Yeah, like, or if they're arguing, it's like, okay, like, we love that you were like, oh, it's been a week since we talked. I was like, good, give me one sentence. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to know, like, a whole chapter. Like, get them back together.
Yes.
Skip ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 3 days later. Amazing. Yeah. Let's just get right back into it.
We're together again. It's all you need to know.
Yes.
So I guess those are my faves.
Amazing.
Yeah. No, I like it. And then so this part, what is your favorite part about being a writer?
Oh, working in my PJs. I don't know. I don't have to get dressed. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I would also like that.
I mean, it's good. Lately, like meeting readers has been so cool because, I mean, you do it by yourself when you're writing. Obviously, you're all alone. Mm-hmm. Going out into the world and actually meeting people that have read the books and liked the books. I mean, that's like the whole thing. That is so exciting. So that's probably my current favorite part.
Amazing. I feel like that's also like I was telling Jamie, like I feel like you are such like a wholesome person. Like when we asked you to come on the pod, you could have been like, oh, sorry, super busy, can't make it. And we would have been totally fine. But like you were like, yeah, sure. Like, what's up? Like when? And we were like, we legit were screaming, freaking out. I'm not even kidding you. And when you had responded and you were like, okay, yeah, that sounds great. Like I was on the floor. Like I was like, oh my God, this is happening. This is amazing.
But it's so but, like, nice. I feel,
yeah, like it's nice when. Because I always feel like there's this sense of, like, otherworldly, like, you are the author. You know what I mean? And it's like, but the fact that like you're just, you know, one of us and just want to chat, like that is just like, it hits so different. Like, I don't know.
It does. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I love that. And like, that's how I feel like at these signings. Like, I'm sitting there and I'm just feeling like I'm you guys. And then people come up and they're like, oh my God. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm all excited.
Right. Yeah. Well, even like when you wrote to us and like told us like a book rec, like when we were chatting, I was like, oh, yeah. So nice. Like,
yes.
To just go back and forth and like broaden our horizons and like just chat. Like, it's, yeah. It's nice.
I'm good to chat. And I listened to some of your episodes, so I just feel like we're friends now.
We are friends now.
We are friends.
Yay.
We're like, oh, we already knew that. That's where we're at, too.
Yeah, seriously. I'm glad we're all on the same page here.
Yeah.
Communication is key.
Right.
That's right.
Okay, our next question is asking, how do you deal with thoughts of, like, what are others going to think of my book? When you publish.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
I have to not think about it.
Yeah.
Because that's a big one. I mean, it's so funny, when I wrote Pumpkin Spice Cafe, I was obviously not expecting this to happen. So it was purely like, I don't know, I've heard other authors talk about this, but you make like an id list and it's literally just like what like makes you happy, like your like primal stuff that you like.
Right.
So I just put it all in and I really wasn't thinking about it. I really wasn't thinking like, oh, like a lot of people are going to read this. So I just dumped it all in there. And then it's just been so amazing that other people like what I like. But then with each book moving forward, there is this feeling of like, well, is this the book that everyone doesn't like? Like, is this the one where I lose everybody?
Oh, no.
Everyone's like, whoa, Lori Gilmore, like, went off the rails here. Like, what happened? There is that little voice in the back of the head. I mean, luckily I have an amazing editor and she's just like, no, this is, you're on track. Like, keep going. This is good. This is fine. So that definitely helps. But yeah, I have to just kind of disregard it. And then every once in a while I do, you know, just remember, or like, oh my God, I'll have like an aunt or an uncle message me and be like, I'm reading your book. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, what do you mean you're reading my book? Like, holy moly. That's usually what really sinks in. And I'm like, okay, maybe put it down and walk away, Uncle so-and-so, you know?
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. So my husband like told a coworker, I didn't like explain to him what I read necessarily. And so I had mentioned like one of the scenes to him and he was like, I told my 60-year-old coworker to read this. And I was like, wow. It was like amazing.
You never know. You never know.
And I was like, I'm sorry. I should have like really like told you what like some of the scenes were. And he was like, I mean, hopefully she likes it. I was like, I'm sure she will.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, as my mother-in-law always tells me, because she has also read all the books, she goes, amazing. We're all adults here. We're all adults here. I'm like,
this
great.
Is true.
So you can read it, and we don't need to talk about it. We don't need to like, have a chat.
Yeah.
It's like at the holidays, it's just like, no one speak of the books.
Yeah. It's just like, nope.
Yeah, off limits.
Love the support, but like, we don't need to have a discussion.
That's so funny.
That's hilarious.
So this listener actually commended you on having the two names and she's like, oh, it's genius. Like, I love this. And so she wants to know, what are the positive aspects and the challenges of having two identities?
Well, two personalities. Yeah. gets confusing. I think the hardest part right now, which is just a silly like logistical thing, but it's like setting up social media for two names has been a whole rigmarole. But yeah, I think the name just suits the series so perfectly that it just makes sense, you know. So yeah, it's I think it's good. It helps just keep it all separate, keep my personality separate. Go into Lori Gilmore mode. Oh my God. I was at a signing. Oh, I was in New Jersey on the weekend. I was in Paramus.
Oh, yeah.
I was in Paramus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I was wearing like the same sweater that I was wearing in like the author poster that they had behind
Amazing.
Me. And I was like, oh my God, I'm wearing the same thing. And the Barnes & Noble person was cracking up and she was like, well, that's just like your Laurie Gilmore uniform, right? And I was like, yes, I should just have a Laurie Gilmore uniform that I just wear to all of it.
Just like one closet for Laurie Gilmore.
That's right. Right. It's all just like turtlenecks and sweaters in there. But
super cozy.
So, yeah, it's been good. It's been good having the two names. I think it just makes sense. I think it's helpful to readers to know what they're getting.
Yeah.
And yeah, other than two Instagram accounts, it's been fine.
Right,
right. You have to get on TikTok.
Oh my God, I can't. There'll be no more books. If I'm on TikTok, there will be no more books because I'll just have one more distraction.
You might just get like inspiration. Who knows?
True. I might. Or it might
I also. Yeah, Hallie's the TikToker. I'm not, so I agree. I can't.
Yeah,
I kind of fall down the spiral pretty easily.
I know.
It's hard not to.
It's kind of like what helped me like take off was TikTok. But
right. Yeah, I mean that's where I first saw your books was TikTok.
Yes. Thanks.
And then Jamie was. Yeah, exactly. And Jamie's like, "Oh my God, I found this book on Instagram," and I was like, "Girl, I saw that like a month ago on TikTok. Yeah, you're a little late to the party."
Yeah,
that's how I get all my TikTok. It's all just delayed on Instagram.
Yes. Me too. Yep.
No.
Oh well.
Okay, so we're gonna transition a little bit to the books now. So the first question is, what character in the books do you resemble or relate to the most and why?
I think I'm a Jeannie Hazel mix.
Ooh, okay.
Probably, maybe. I don't know. If I'm being honest, like, they're all me.
Right.
Just working through my stuff. Yeah, I think I'm probably a Jeannie Hazel mix just because I put a lot of myself in Jeannie. She had like a lot of imposter syndrome in that first book. Like she didn't think she like fit in and all that,
mm-hmm.
which like, as I'm processing it later, I'm like, oh yeah, I was just like working through my feelings about like writing this book while I'm writing it. It's fine.
Right.
Better than therapy.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah. And Hazel is just that whole bit about Hazel, like, not living her 20s in any kind of wild way is like 100% me. Like I was 30 at the time, I was like 18. So I was just like, that was definitely all me. And I mean, running a bookstore, I just want to do that. So
yeah.
Who wouldn't want to run a bookstore? Right? Oh my God.
Dream right there.
That is literally a dream.
I think about applying to like Barnes and Nobles every day of my life, but I'm like, I will not make enough money to sustain myself. So
exactly. Yeah. You just spend it all immediately. Here goes the paycheck.
Right.
Yeah. Me and Jamie were joking because of course, like when you read a series, like how could you not like choose what character you would be? Mm-hmm. And I was like, Jamie is 100% Jeannie just because she never shuts up.
Like, ever. It's bad. Yeah.
Like, any thought Jamie has, like, she will say it.
Yeah.
And then we were talking, and I was like, damn, like, I am Hazel.
Yeah, like, Hallie needs to get dragged out of her house.
Yeah.
Same, 100%.
Yeah.
So, once I'm there, I'm fine. It's the leaving. That's
really. Yes. Yeah, so 100%.
Hard. You have to put pants on. You have to, like,
yes.
The whole thing.
You have to brace the outdoors, like.
Oh, there's people out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Hallie is 100% Hazel, and I literally chuckled about it. And so this next question is, I guess, both of our question because we've been arguing about it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
this is the question of the day.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So, okay, if you could pick fan casts for, like, your main characters,
mm-hmm.
who would you pick? Because we can't agree, and we've been, like, battling. We're like, we'll just ask Lori. So...
Oh no. Well, this is a bad question for me because I'm terrible at this game. Like even the Pinterest boards that I make for the books, it's always like random people. It's like random bearded man of the internet is Logan. Like, I don't know
right.
who this guy is. Like he's not
there. Yeah.
So really the only one that I have like in my mind is for Christmas Tree Farm, which I know Like, am I allowed? Can I talk about Christmas?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's Henry Cavill.
Yes!
Henry Cavill, obviously, for Bennett.
And I told Hallie that that was going to be your pick.
Yeah, we were literally talking about this last night.
I mean, I feel like he could play anyone. I would put him in any role ever, so whatever.
He is a versatile man.
Right? He's that yes. Witcher guy, and then mm-hmm. he's like Superman. Like, come on.
And yeah. everything he does, versatile or not, he's just glorious to look yeah. at. It's so all good.
I will take him in any yeah. role in any of the books, but yes. specifically Bennett. And then I don't know, maybe what's the gal with the bangs? You know,
Kira.
You know, Kira, but like the actress.
Oh, I was like, you wrote her, Lori.
Yeah, I was like really confused for a second.
The actress with the bangs.
Oh, Zoe Deschanel, is that it?
No, different bangs.
Okay.
Wait.
I don't know.
From 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, I don't know her name, but I do know who you're talking about.
Like, she always has bangs?
Yes.
Yes. She has like blue okay. eyes and like the brown hair.
Yeah. I like her.
She could be Kira, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, I like great. Her for Kira.
All right. So we got that settled.
Amazing.
I like that.
I feel That's a like, good one. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a picture of bearded Liam Hemsworth for Logan. I was into that.
Oh. Yeah. I don't hate that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, how could you not hate that, you know?
Yeah. So. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like yeah. it.
Me and Jamie fight constantly over who is Jeannie. I for whatever reason, Jamie thinks that Anna Kendrick should be Jeannie.
The vibe. I saw it on Pinterest and I was like, I just liked her vibe. All right. Hallie hates it.
I hate it. I hate everything about it. No hate to Anna Kendrick, but like, you are not my Jeannie. Sorry.
Right. Not in look.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was.
She's so small. Like, she's very small.
You're like, Jeannie is not that small.
Picture Jeannie, like, so tiny.
Right. Like a mouse.
Yeah. Like, I feel like she's more like a regular sized person, but I don't know.
That's so funny.
She's on the shorter side of average.
And then I don't know about Noah and Hazel. Those two threw me through a lot.
Well, we were saying, what's his name? From Riverdale.
Oh, he's like a redheaded man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That could What's work. It?
KJ Apa. And he also, yeah. like, I feel like he was super redheaded in Riverdale. Like, he is more brunette, auburn, and, like, human. Like, he's, like...
Okay, that could
inhuman.
Work. Inhuman. And yeah. when he's a regular human person.
And he has, like, a nice beard and stuff. So, like, pictures yeah, of him yeah. in real life, I was like, okay, maybe. Because
okay.
Riverdale okay, yeah. him was a bit too preppy There's, for me.
Yeah, that was mm-hmm. too much. But yeah. no, I can see, yeah, I'm picturing it.
We're fantasting together.
Yeah. Thank you for your help, because I get this question a lot, and I should seriously just friggin' sit down one day and, like, map this out, so when people ask, I'm not like, oh, I don't know. But literally every time I say, I don't know.
We literally sit down and map this out. We'll yeah. text for, like, an hour at a time of the books we're reading and be like, okay, like, what's your choices?
Yeah.
Perfect. I love
From,
it.
Like, well, every series we read.
Always. I will take any and all suggestions on this. All because
right. Sure. Well, there you it. Go. You have some ideas.
Yeah, you. Perfect. All right. And I feel like you squashed our arguments. I feel Anna Kendrick is the wrong choice now, and that's okay. So okay. I will move
well,
on.
I'm glad I helped with that.
I'm so happy. I can hold that over Jamie's head now.
Forever. Yeah.
Forever.
I'm going to say Lori Gilmore even said nah.
Right.
<She's> like, no.
A little. I don't know.
Yeah. Perfect.
Sorry, Jamie. I still love you.
Okay. I love you too.
Okay, so for the next question, the books that have the playlists in them, which amazing, genius. I love yes. that. How do you go about creating these playlists?
Oh man, I wish I could take credit for these playlists. Like, the idea was not my idea. But I love them.
We love it anyways, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. So for every book, they just ask me, like, what were you listening to? Like, what songs, you know, whatever. Any songs that I was inspired by or listening to while I wrote the book, I just send them on over to the marketing people or whoever does this. And they put it all together. And then they'll add songs for me because it's usually, like, two or three songs on repeat. I'm like, oh, it's like, we'll see these. So, thank God they add to them. But, yeah, that's kind of how it. I'll send over whatever's in my head, and then they flesh it out.
I love it.
The vibes, like the theme of just vibes the whole time. Yes. Writing, music, yes. We're just like, whatever I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Whatever feels right in the moment.
Yeah, there is no rhyme or reason to it.
I feel like that makes it more fun, though, you know, because it's not like such like a rigid thing.
I mean, I feel like if you've read the books, you know it's not like a very serious situation.
This is also true.
Yeah. I want to just vibe, honestly. Yeah. So I love it. And so this next question, we also want to know. So how many books do you plan to write or hope to write in the Dream Harbor series? Like, I got to know.
The big question.
Yeah.
Well, so there's definitely two coming out next year.
Can't wait.
There's the spring. We have, it's such a mouthful, but Strawberry Patch Pancake House. I say it wrong all the time. And then call it like the Pumpkin House. I'm like, that's not it.
That's so funny.
Yeah. It's pink.
Lori, you wrote these books.
I sure did. I don't know what they're called, but here they are.
That's great.
Yeah. And then next cozy season, I think September, is the Gingerbread Bakery.
That one I am feral for.
It's Annie's book, you guys. Finally.
Yes, finally. We need to know what's going on between her and Mac. Like,
me too. I'm writing it right now.
I'm like foaming at the mouth for this book. I'm like, please.
Well, I just think it's like hilarious how in Cinnamon Bun Bookstore, they had like the Friendsgiving and Annie brought a date and like Mac was like all mad. And then in Christmas Tree Farm at the Christmas party, Mac brings a date and she's like,
of course he did that.
How dare he?
I love them already. Like, yep. I need this.
It's going to be a lot of that, just them giving each other off.
Oh, I love that, though. I was like,
enemies to lovers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. So good. It's different. So hopefully I'm pulling it off. But yeah, it's in the works right now.
Okay.
Amazing.
And then I think we just have to see after that. But it's definitely those two for sure. Those are definites. I'm game to keep going. So. Hopefully there'll be a couple more after that. I don't know.
I mean, we are also game, so.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm game to keep reading, so.
We'll take them all.
I'll let them do it. The people want it.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Now, so when we had gone to see you for your Q&A, you had mentioned that you have another series under your actual name, Melissa. Oh, yes. And so we had several listeners ask, like, does Lori have any interest writing any other series or any other genres? So we thought we would just kind of like mash it all together. So as the last question, can you tell us a little bit about that series and your future plans for that as well?
Sure. So yes, under my real name, Melissa McTernan, I have a book out called A Curse of Blood and Wolves. And it is a Little Red Riding Hood retelling with werewolves.
Amazing.
That's the pitch. That's the elevator pitch. So, yeah, it's like paranormal romance. There's going to be three in that series. So the first one's out now. I believe the second one comes out in the spring.
Busy. And then
there'll be
wow.
I know.
You got two books coming out in the spring.
Yeah. It's gonna be
busy, busy.
Yeah.
And then there'll be a third one after that at some point. Yeah. So that's my paranormal series. It's spicier than Dream Harbor.
Oh, okay.
Spicier. Yeah, that's a list.
It's a little bit darker. Although it's definitely not full.
Right.
It's not like a full dark romance. Even I was writing it thinking like, this is gonna be like, you know, my kind of dark hero because he's a werewolf and he's kind of scary and he sort of stalks her for a while, but not, it's okay, she's into it.
Okay. The consent,
it's fine, it's like consensual stalking.
yes.
Don't worry. But even he turned out as, like, I think my editor called him like a morally gray golden retriever. Like, he's still just a good boy, really.
Love that.
love to see it.
Yeah. Oh, our list of books got so much longer after today's conversation.
Seriously. We got so many to read.
So that's that series. But
perfect. Yeah, we wanted to give our listeners, because they were like, oh, does she want to write other series? And we're like, well, we know she is writing books. Yeah. We wanted to let them know what that was and kind of the deal with it.
Yeah.
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 Your other personality, Melissa, was like, hey.
That's right. My darker personality.
Oh, my gosh. We're here for it. I can't. I'm going to read that. Like, right. I feel like I'm just going to roll right into that after we finish this. Like, that's it.
There you go.
We just have to binge all your books.
Yeah. We'll get caught up and then that's it. We'll be ready for spring.
I'm curious how they feel back to back. You'll have to let me know.
Oh yeah. We can do a report too.
That is a bit of a switch up.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I think it still sounds like me, but
yeah, I'm excited. All right. Yeah,
this is amazing.
Thank you so much again for coming and answering all these questions. Also, now I feel content with my fan cast and knowing we at least have two more books left.
Yes.
I feel calm.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like some of our qualms have been put to rest. We can be like,
I'm so glad I was able to do that.
This was really just a personal thing for us to just squash our beef with each other.
We just wanted to talk to you.
That was the whole reason. Yeah, was really just that one question.
Yeah. We're like, we're gonna have a great time, so is everybody else. So
perfect. That's what makes a good podcast. Really. Right.
Yeah.
It's true.
This is our passion project. Same thing. We're like, let's just start doing this. We talk for hours about books every week anyway.
Yeah, why not? So, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And I love that you guys like different types of books. Like, I feel like that makes it more interesting to listen to you. Like, to when you disagree about them. Like, that's, I like those episodes.
Amazing. It's frequent.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, me and Jamie are constantly, for the most part, I feel like. On two ends of the spectrum.
Hallie's got into romance though lately, and I'm like,
I know.
The inside is
somber.
Well, so that's the thing, right? So me and Jamie were talking, right? So when we had first started reading your series, and I was like halfway through Pumpkin Spice, and I was like, there was a moment, like, because I was reading it before bed, I closed the book, and I was like, I'm so pissed off that I like this book. Because like, this is like so like not what I read. And then after I finished it, I was like, am I like a romance fan now? Because all the other romance books that we read, like, okay, there were a few like Just for the Summer and
you like that one.
The other one, like, they were fine. Like, I liked those a lot.
But just like, hate Colleen Hoover.
maybe she ruined romance for me.
That could be.
Yeah.
Sorry, Colleen.
Yeah. So, no hate to you, Colleen, but you're just not my cup of tea.
That's okay.
But yeah, so I would say that because of you, Lori Gilmore, I am a fan of romance. Oh,
this is like the highest honor.
Honestly, it has to be because she is so like cynical and hates this stuff. So it's great.
I love it. Honestly, like when people tell me that, when they're like, oh, I never read romance, but I read yours, I'm just like, yeah. Like, the best.
I owe you so much gratitude because this was my battle. So thank you.
Yes, I love it.
I can't wait. Yeah, no, we're now eagerly awaiting the next one. So
yeah, no, we were talking about it the other day. We were like, oh my god, need the next book.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely be in touch too, because I do plan on reading your other series, the first book, and I'm gonna let you know how like the vibes are after reading these. Like, I'm excited about it.
Let me know. And I hope maybe it'll like heal a little bit of your trauma from Hunting Adeline or Haunting at whatever the heck that book was. I didn't read it. I was so glad you guys read it because I'm scared of it. And I'm like, okay, at least like I got the debriefing from you.
Yeah.
And I didn't read it.
I'm counting on you to heal my trauma, honestly.
But like, there's consent in mine, I swear.
That's all I need. That's it.
But like, that's a crazy thing, is that book was banned. Wasn't it banned?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? How could it not be, right?
And then it was like published or something.
I think it was like private. Mm. Yeah, it was like private publishing. And people, same thing, it kind of on TikTok went off by storm. And I was like, are you all okay?
Yeah, no, it was dark.
I'm really worried about the world. I just think it's funny, a lot of people read that one and then they read Pumpkin Spice. It's like they need like, to recover.
That was us. We were like, please.
Like a palate cleanser, you know?
Yeah, I just think it's funny. It's the same audience reads both those books. Yes. I'm like, all right. That's great. I don't know what's going on, but
we did the same thing, so I can't even like hate on that, you know? Like,
I guess it makes sense in a weird kind of way.
So now I'm excited to read maybe this like book that will heal. And I'm down for a little dark and spooky paranormal.
A little dark, but just a little. Fine.
Yeah. Like I need like a lighthearted one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, not whatever that was in those other books.
Yeah.
No hate, but
that's right. To each their own.
H.D. Carlton, you are intense. You are an intense writer.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Guess so, yeah, there's a whole different process for them than there was for me. I don't know what it is.
But. No, yes. Bear yourself. Don't read them.
Yeah.
if we have recommendations for you, we'll send some your way as well.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, thank you again so much for being here. This was wonderful and such a fun time.
Thank you so much. We're obsessed with you.
Well, I'm obsessed with you. So.
Just so you know.
It's mutual obsession. Again, now we're friends, so it's
fine. We're friends, so it's fine. Yeah, great. I love it.
Amazing.
All right. Thank you so much, Lori. And we'll message you when it's coming out and all that stuff when we read your next book. So I'm excited.
We'll stay in touch.
All right. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
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 Hello.
Holy cow. We just talked to Lori Gilmore.
Hallie's been holding that in all day. I literally was like, well, obviously I don't want to take up her whole morning, but I was like, I need to end so that Hallie can scream.
Literally, I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God, we're talking to Lori Gilmore.
Hallie, she's our friend.
I know, but like, that's the type of person I am.
Yes.
You know, like,
I'm proud of you, I will say, because you held it together.
Thank you. I tried. I was proud like, I can't be a choke artist right now.
No, and you didn't. You don't choke, though. You do fine under pressure.
You think?
Again, it's when you have to get there. Kind of like leaving your house. Same thing. I also was drinking my bubbly, and I was like, does it look like I'm just chugging a beer? But I was trying to, like, literally put, like, the label.
I hate you. I thought it was a Coca-Cola. I was like, okay, I guess we're going for Coke in the morning.
Oh,
but
no, it's just bubbly.
And then I saw it was water. Yeah, I did notice that, like, you turned it and you drank, and I was like, free advertisement.
Oh my gosh. All right, well, sorry, we needed like a minute to just geek out, but we are going to actually talk about Christmas Tree Farm.
Yes, that was crazy. Amazing. Lori Gilmore, literally obsessed with you.
Are you holding the book up? Yes, you
are. I'm going to hold the book up because I've held it up for every other episode.
You have. This is a new thing. Christmas Tree Farm. Okay.
There's a dog on the front.
There is. I wonder which dog that is.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe Pudgy?
I was thinking Pudgy.
Or Odie.
Ooh.
I actually like how this book has like the foiling on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So no, it looks like lights.
Cinnamon Bun also did leaves. Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't as much. So it wasn't like as in your face.
Yeah. Okay, lovely. So this book, give a little.
I also had that.
Wow.
Okay, sorry. My ADHD I had to focus, and now I'm like.
Yeah, I told you. I told Hallie before this episode, I said, we're going to do fine talking to Lori Melissa. We should ask her what we should actually call
Lori
her.
Lori Melissa.
I feel like we should ask her, be like, now that we're friends.
Can we call you Mel? No.
I told Hallie, I was like, we're gonna be good while we're talking to her, and then after, all of our nervous energy is gonna leave and we're gonna be fucking maniacs.
We're gonna be feral.
Okay
let's just jump this right book. Into the book, because
this book, Christmas Tree Farm. So it's about Bennett and Kira. Now Bennett is Jeannie's brother, which we met in the first book, and then Kira we briefly saw last book in Cinnamon Bun Bookstore. And she's new to town. She just bought the old rundown Christmas Tree Farm, so we don't really know their deal. They're both two new characters. And so, long story short, Kira, basically, her family's rich. She's gotten everything she's ever wanted. She's kind of cynical. She, like, uses people. Not, like, a super
nice
girl.
She's a twin.
Yeah, she's a twin.
So she's always used to, like, having somebody.
Yes. And her twin, Chloe, got married, moved to Denmark, which, honestly, great choice by Chloe.
She found a rich Danish man. That's crazy.
Honestly, that's the dream, too. So Chloe left, and so Kira spiraled and was like on Instagram or TikTok and was like, I can be a homesteader, which I relate to so hard.
Okay. Yes. And that's the thing, right? Because like I will scroll on TikTok for hours and it's literally people making their own produce and sourdough bread, and they do fucking cross stitch or whatever that thing is with the stitching.
I'm convinced that I can do that. Yes, I'm convinced. And like, I think I told you about this. A month or two ago, I bought a crock pot and that changed my life. Like, all of a sudden I was like, I can now sustain my family with my crock pot. I can grow vegetables, and I'm looking into getting a permit to get chickens. Not like soon, but like in my life plan. And so I read that and I was like, Kira, like, I get it. Like, she went above and beyond and bought a whole farm having no mm-hmm. knowledge. So, like, she's bold, but I totally get the where that came from.
Well, I think also too, like, if there's any cozy gamers out there, like Animal Crossing, Stardew Valley, like those just hit because like that's what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just like,
oh, it's our like intrinsic need. This? Well, I've seen Animal
Crossing. Do you think
Animal
it's
Crossing?
Like a call to like yes. go back to like yes. hunter gatherers?
Yes, it is. Because I saw this meme that was like on Animal Crossing, and it was like, LOL, make a game where you need to like pay bills, pay off your mortgage, grow things, just like real life that we all hate, but make it cute. And it's like, and then you play it, you know? So
yeah.
So yeah, Kira, I feel like I totally respect her just for that because I get it. Mm-hmm. And then Bennett is coming to visit for the holidays. The second that he said that, the last book he was coming to visit, I was like, well, we got him. Here he sees. Also,
yeah, Jamie knew, and I'm like, Jamie, who do you think the third book is about? And she was like, you're an idiot. Did you not read the back? And I was like, no. She was like, it also, literally is the first sentence.
The fact that confirmed Bennett is Henry Cavill makes him infinitely 10 times hotter. More sexier. Yeah.
Yeah.
With like a little stubble Henry Cavill. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Okay, wait. This is so embarrassing. This is really embarrassing that I'm going to admit this. But oh, like, shit. I like don't know like superheroes or anything like that like at all.
Okay,
so in the book when she like mentioned that he was like Clark Kent mm-hmm. a few times, I'm like, who the fuck is Clark Kent?
Oh yeah, okay. I don't know them either. I know them like on the basis like that.
Is that but Batman?
No, it's Superman. So
it Clark, is Superman.
Yeah, so Clark Kent is like, he's like a reporter, like he's like a normal guy, and then he's his alter ego Superman. So like Superman,
oh, with the suit with the glasses.
Yeah, like that's his like normal daily. That's him. God, as a human.
This is so embarrassing.
As a human, and then he's Superman. But like, so Henry Cavill, like that's how I knew that that was her pick because A, she mentioned he looked like Henry Cavill, and then B, like when she kept saying Clark Kent, like Henry Cavill did play Superman. So I was like, oh, like obviously her fan cast is Henry Cavill. Which again, holy fuck, Henry yeah, okay. Cavill could play sense, anything. Yeah. Like. Henry Cavill's yes. my fan cast for Reese. He's my fan cast for Rowan with a blonde wig. He's my fan cast for Bennett. Like, just list them. Like, there's all those memes of, like, Henry Cavill, and it's, like, the Throne of Glass, like,
oh, yeah.
cast list. And it's just him in just different him. Wigs.
Yes, yes.
That man could do anything, and I would watch it.
No, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he's a dad now.
Do you ever watch those – never mind.
Anyways, so
I was just going to say, like, I was on TikTok and I was scrolling and it was just, like, a montage of him working out. And I'm like, why is this on my For You page?
That's for me.
Yeah. I think I sent it to you, actually.
Probably. And I probably.
I think I did.
Watched it many times. yeah. Wow. Anyways, let's stop drooling over Henry Cavill. Jesus.
Yeah. Let's get back to the task.
But imagine him as Bennett as we speak. So. Kira, as mentioned, again, kind of like manipulator, uses people, like very selfish is how she like spins herself. Now, this is her perception, but fine. She moves to this farm. She's like, I'm not opening anything. You guys are all nuts in this creepy little town. Like, leave me alone.
And then which Bennett, I can relate to for sure.
Yeah. And then Bennett is like, he's like a fix it guy. He wants to save everyone.
Yeah.
He's like,
wait. Yes. Yeah. So basically he ends up going to this town meeting with Jeannie and his sister and like all of them mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, you know, big topic, the Christmas tree farm, there's probably a dead body buried somewhere on there, so
yeah,
Bennett,
what was that?
Bennett, you need to go and you need to figure it out.
He's I like, love how the whole fuck? Town like sacrifices this new guy. They're like, go.
Yes, I think that's like insane, but I think what makes it more hilarious is that like the mayor has like these dreams and everyone's like, no, his dreams are real, like you have to listen, like as if he's like Nostradamus, you know what I mean?
Yes. You know, the mayor cracks me up. Oh, also just as like a little sidebar in between books, Logan and Jeannie are now engaged. Not that this is like super oh, yeah. important, but I figured like we're happy for them, so let's mention it.
Mm-hmm. I do want to mention I'm so happy that none of these books talk about having children. Like, the marriage thing, okay, like, I can, like, that's fine. That's like just at my threshold. But like yeah. there's been no discussion of like having children except a little bit in this book, but like that but was like whatever.
I think also to me, right? Because you hate when it's like almost like forced pregnancy trope. Like say for example in like the next book or the future book, like say if we have like Jeannie and Logan's wedding and then like a like Annie and Max book, like she's pregnant. It's almost like, okay, that makes sense. Like it's not like mm-hmm. the main plot, but it's like if it's just mentioned, I don't think it's as much as like these books that like
yeah, like they make that like the big thing.
Yeah, like again, like I feel like it's probably realistically one of these couples gonna happen just because mm-hmm. you think it's gonna.
Well, Hazel and Noah are already married.
I don't think in this book yet. Because
remember, they got like married on the beach.
Yeah, but it was a 6 month later epilogue.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, we need the time frame.
Line
chart of like
timeline,
whatever it is.
Timeline. We both were like, what's that word?
A line chart.
It's like literally self-explanatory. It's a timeline. Anyways, yeah. That would, honestly, maybe we'll make one with our fan cast sheet.
Yeah. But I also just like how Bennett, like you said, because he's like the fixer and like he needs to like do things for others, is like, you know, I'm not happy about this, but like, okay, I'll go, you know?
Yeah,
and
right.
he goes to the
he
farm.
He can't help himself. He can't help himself. Which...
Okay, but like honestly, like spot on. Like, I would be Kira in that scenario for sure. Like, mm-hmm. I'd be like, "What are you doing on my property? You're weird. Get out of here." Like, I'd love the dogs, but like not the person.
Okay, but hot take: if Henry Cavill walked onto my farm, I would not be like mean to him.
Okay, well you can't. You know.
I gotta look up that girl's name from 50 Shades of Grey because I couldn't think of the actress's name, but I know exactly who she's talking about.
I think Kira does a good job of playing hard to get.
I literally hit was hysterical when I was like, her name is Kira, the girl that you wrote. Wow. Oh, Dakota Johnson.
Yes.
I could see that. I like that, mm-hmm. actually.
I do envision her with a bit darker hair.
But Dakota Johnson
I imagine
has
her with like
dark hair. I do like Dakota Johnson, and she does rock a bang. Like well.
She does.
Ooh, this picture, I'll text it to you. It's like her with like black hair and bangs.
Okay,
I'm
yeah.
into this vibe.
That's like more of what I'm imagining.
I wish that I could just like show you people this, but I can't.
You know what's crazy though is like whenever I think of like, for whatever reason, whenever like someone's like, oh, like they got like the blunt bangs and like whatever, I always think of Amarin.
Wow.
From ACOTAR.
Yeah, no, I get yeah. It's funny. Yeah. Okay, so okay, it worked. I will show you. Oh yeah.
Oh, that for sure. Yeah.
Kira, her and fucking Henry Cavill. Oh my God. I'm like geeking out.
Foaming anyways. At the mouth.
Alright. I don't even know. Okay, so we just pretty much all we've done so far is introduce them. So Bennett now goes there. Like this is like kind of this book's now. I will say this. This book, quote unquote, like little baby mystery, is like the dead body on the farm.
But like, Kira doesn't know about that,
right? And I also appreciate that it wasn't as like main plot point as the previous books. You know what I'm saying? Because like, eventually, like how many mysteries are going to be in the town? You know what I'm saying? So I do like that it was like it almost just got Bennett to go there, and then it was kind of like forgotten about until the very end, and I kind of liked that.
Yeah.
Like I didn't want the same thing, and I feel like it was like. She almost, like, preemptively read the room and was like, all right, I'll, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I would have, if it was another, like, full-on mystery, I think I would have been like, all right, I need, like, a little bit of a break. But I feel like I was like, oh, perfect. Like, it just got him there. It served the point, and now, like, we're just chilling.
Yeah. I feel like this book, I don't know how to describe it. Like, I feel like it was much more, I feel like each book, as they go along, they get more romance-focused.
Yeah, which.
Like, they get more sex-forward. Which is fine, you know, but well, like this one, I swear, like I was reading it and then like I turned the page and they were like on each other and I was like, whoa, where did this come from?
Well, so basically so they're kind of like going back and forth. Now, Kira decides to open the Christmas tree farm because she's like, oh, lol, I have no money. So I actually need to do something. So
that's
she like
so funny.
I also love how she like uses her social media like. Scrolling to be like, this is cute, people will like this, and I'm like, amazing, that's literally how I do everything in my life. So she opens the Christmas tree farm. People start coming, and Bennett's like helping out. He also notices like her boiler's not working. She lives in this like old house, so she's like needing help, and he again like wants to
like
save
on
her.
The farm.
Yeah, and like he wants to help, and she almost like resists his help, but is like, okay, like realistically, I kind of need heat. It's the middle of winter.
Yeah. And so like that plays into her whole like, oh, I manipulate people, I use them to my advantage kind of thing.
Right.
And like,
yeah.
And Bennett's like aware that like people do this to him, and like he always gets this way in relationships. So it's so it's like the perfect storm, you know, because it's like, okay,
right. And
what's going to happen?
I just think it's so funny how so far in three books, like out of our six main characters, like they almost all have like fatal flaws, and they're mm-hmm. all like opposite of who they want to be with. And I think it's so funny. Like, for example, yes. if like Bennett was like a fix-it guy and he was like with Hazel, who cares? You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
okay. You know, like nothing would have happened.
Well, I feel like that's like, you know, to add to the drama.
Yeah, right. But I like it. And I also like almost like analyzing like their personalities and like seeing like, oh, these are all like issues people have, like these like personality quirks. And like,
mm-hmm.
it really just goes to show like finding someone who compliments you and like brings out like Kira, again, thinks by getting help from him, she's manipulating him, but she's like, oh, again, the journey that she goes on is I can ask for help and receive help, and it's not manipulation if it's just like people want to be doing it. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm a nice person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I like that we all go on these little journeys, like with these like damaged people who are so confused.
Oh, you mean just regular humans? Yes.
Yeah, right. Which, yeah, we're all damaged. So Bennett's like helping her out, whatever. And so really where this book like takes off is there's a snowstorm. And
forced proximity, yes, give it to us.
Also a snowstorm, that's like,
yeah,
ultimate cozy sexy vibes. So he comes to like bring her like salt and a shovel, and then she's like, please stay, and he's like, it's okay, you know. Great. So yeah, then it just kicks off and they're just having sex all of a sudden.
Yeah, like for like 24 hours,
which amazing. Which, okay, I'm not gonna get too into detail because I'll start blushing, but we even had a little, like, toy play this book, and I was like, ooh, fun.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun. I thought it was fun and sexy.
I was, okay, so this is actually really funny. Well, for me at least. So Jamie texted me. Now, Jamie was a bit farther ahead of me reading this book. I had read, like, the first 20 pages and then, like, didn't pick it up for a couple days. And so I don't know what I was doing. I was probably sitting on my couch. And Jamie texted me and she was like, oh, we have like toy play or something. But like there was no other
context.
So I was like, I thought she was talking about her and Ryan. And I was like, oh, okay. But then like you had said something like about the book right after. And then I was like, oh, okay.
It's also really funny because I was like away on like a vacation.
Yes.
I'd be like, whoa.
Yes.
I don't care.
That's why I was like, oh, okay.
You're like, wow, great trip.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it, but I can't. It must have been a while ago.
I can search the word. That's funny. Just type in like toy.
Oh yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, okay. Oh god, that is so embarrassing. You said happy Thanksgiving, and I said, ooh, we've introduced sex toys.
And then you said the horizons are broadening, and I was like, what?
And then you didn't answer, and I said with the book, and you said, oh, in all capitals. So I understand now what happened. That's really funny.
So yeah, that was
wow, was really... I'm so embarrassed. for past Jamie. Wow.
Yeah, that
I don't know.
Really funny.
I don't know if I crossed that line of friendship with you.
That's fine. You don't need to.
Okay. So yeah, so they're like having this cozy little like sexual 24 hours, and they pretty much agree, like he's leaving after New Year's, and mm-hmm. she says too, she's like, I could ask you to stay, and like I know you would, because like mm-hmm. you want to like do whatever I want, but like that's not good for both of us.
You want to fix my life.
Right. But that's not good for either one of us. Like, you have a problem, like, just, like, letting women walk all over you, essentially. Mm-hmm. And, like, I would walk all over you, right?
Yeah.
So they pretty much agree, like, once this snowstorm ends, we're going to just, like, call it quits. You're leaving after New Year's. Okay, fine. That obviously doesn't happen, but they then kind of extend it. But they're still, like, hard like hard end when New Year's hits. Like he's going to go home. Even if we like want each other to stay, which I kind of liked that this book. How did you feel? Because I thought it was cool that we like kind of said like, I would ask you to stay and you would. And like, we can't allow it to happen. Like, it changed it up a little bit. And I kind of enjoyed that little twist.
I mean, yes, but it's like, you obviously love each other. So just stay. But I think what I realized while reading this book, and it's in the other books as well, it's like the whole like, oh, like in the first book, it was, oh, it's like just for us. Like no one needs to know. Like it's whatever. And then the second book, it was like, oh, like it's just a summer fling. It's just fun for the rest of my 20s. This one, it was like, oh, it's just fun until New Year's. And like that's like always like thrown into the conversation. And then the other person's like, oh, yeah, right. Like totally. Yeah. But it's like, you're obviously both in love with each other. So like, let's just like skip past that and but, just... Like-
I agree fully, but it's also, like, I feel like, okay, so it's, like, very similar in different, like, fonts, right? Like, it's always, like, a temporary just for fun kind of thing. But, like, honestly, how fucking on par for a bunch of 20-year-olds in this town? Like, you know, like, they all, you know, you're not, like, I don't foresee any one of these fucking people, including Annie Mac, whoever, going in and being, like, I want a serious relationship.
I know.
Like,
but it's like, you know, it's like halfway through the book and it's like they've done all these things and like they're all feeling feelings because we get both their point of views and it's like,
you know, we get both their point of views, they don't.
Cause... yes, I know, but it's just like sometimes I'm like, like just stop being silly, you know, like if you love someone, just be with them.
But I do like this one because like the reason I like this one and like the difference of it is like the other ones that kind of just like weren't communicating like, oh, like, we actually do love each other, like whatever. This one, it was literally like, no, I know what I'm feeling for him, but I think it's just me manipulating him. No, I know what I'm feeling for her, but I think I'm just trying to fix her. Like it was like they were very much like expressing their feelings and saying like even Kira mentioned at one point, she's like, it would work for a while, but I would manipulate him. He would try to fix me and that would be it. You know, like,
yeah.
So, like, if you're that in your head about it and, like, you really think that, I think I could see that being, like,
Well, I was so mad. I was so mad when they had gone to the Christmas party. And everyone's all booed up and, like, chilling on the couch. And they had a great night. And then, like, they're in the car. And Kira's like, yeah, no, you have to go. And I don't want you coming back. And I'm like... Oh, that's so frustrating. And like he's like getting his dogs from her house and like she says nothing.
Yeah.
She says absolutely nothing.
Well, okay, so like
he was like, oh, like you just say the word and I'll be back. And I'm like, yes. Kira, you better fucking say the word because he needs to come back.
Okay, let's backtrack slightly about the Christmas party because I think there's other shit going on that I kind of was like, ooh, like let's talk about Annie and Mac for a second. In a second. So I feel like this book also went quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were, like, just having sex for, like, a few weeks. Like, he was working from there. He was, like, living there. Like, they were very much, like, together. And everyone knew it. And, like, you know, Jeannie's all excited, whatever. And then, like, Jeannie eventually invites her to Christmas Eve, which is why Kira goes. And they very much so go as a couple, like Hallie just said.
Yeah.
So Christmas Eve, like Hallie mentioned, is very cute. But we also get to see everyone's dynamic, which I love. Like, I like a little holiday where, again, you're not the main focus, but, like, we're whatever. So, again, just, like, a little...
Worlds collide, you know?
Yeah, to let everyone know what's going on. Logan and Jeannie, super cute. She, like, got him, like, engraved wedding bands, which I was, like, aw, and he was, like, getting a little teary. And, you know, we love, because he's still grumpy as fuck. So I like that he's, like, not changing.
Okay, and, like, that's the thing, too. Like, I thought in the beginning of the book that Bennett and Logan had beef. Because there was, like, a scene where, like... Bennett came in or something and like said hi to like Jeannie and Logan was just like and like turned and walked away and I was like what the hell's happening here?
And
it happened on another occasion too, but maybe it's just because Logan. So
yeah, I think Logan's just Logan. He's just a private man. Like also like I mean I don't have siblings, right? But like me as a reader, right? I'm like I know all the filthy things that Logan does to Jeannie. So like, do you really want to be like super close with her brother? Like. I mean, I guess, yeah, but, like, I don't know. In my head, I'm like, he probably just wants to keep his private world private. Like, also, they look a lot alike, apparently. So maybe he's like, ugh. Keep these worlds separate. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I think he's just more like, he's there. Like, he's there. He'll come. He's not going to say a lot. He likes to just kind of chill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take it as like he's like mad at anyone. I think that's just who he is.
Logan's like an NPC in like all the other books except for Pumpkin Spice.
Yeah, he's just vibing. But like, I think it was nice because I think that was probably the point of writing the scene where he was like getting teary-eyed because like he's still fine, he's happy, you know? He's the one who's like throwing all these parties. Like he had the summer party, he has Christmas Eve. Like he's obviously involved.
Yeah.
I think he's just kind of like a quiet guy. He's just like the silent type. Which
I'm shy.
Pop off Liam Hemsworth.
With a beard.
With a beard. Yeah, with a beard. No beards. I feel like in my head, Logan, full beard. Noah and Bennett, scruff, like 5 o'clock shadow.
I can like imagine Noah with like, not like, like with just like the little, like the goatee on the bottom with like.
Oh. How he likes the goatee.
I don't know.
KJ Appa just posted pictures the other day when I was like on my deep dive of looking at like, you know, of him, and I was like, oh yeah, like this is more of like the Noah that I want. So this hair is a little dark. I need more auburn, but I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right? Even like the messy hair.
Okay, okay, yeah. I could see what you're saying about the scruff.
Yeah, like Noah needs that.
No one needs that.
But also like his hair a little bit more auburn than
well that. he does have scruff because in one of the scenes where him and Hazel are like macking on each other, she was saying that like right. She's getting like,
but like I don't want this KJ Appa.
No
thank you.
He kind of looks like the Joker there anyways.
This could be a little bit more scruff and maybe a little bit less ginger, but like this is Noah vibes faux show.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Honestly, I think, Lori, I think we've done it. We've made your fan cast. That's also some hard-hitting A-listers. Anyways.
Yeah.
So they're all booed up, speaking of Noah and Hazel. They're all good, chilling at Christmas. Annie and Mac. Okay.
These people are a mess.
Let's dissect these two motherfuckers.
I'm so excited.
So, as Hallie mentioned, Annie brought a date to Friendsgiving, and so Mac retaliates by bringing a did I say friend? I meant, date. Did I say date?
You said date.
My brain hurts. So Mac retaliates for bringing a date to Christmas. Oh, I said Friendsgiving. Okay. So they're just like revenge, like getting back at each other. I love it. The tension is fucking ready to burst.
Something must have happened, right? Like,
or they could just in high school, right? Like, yeah, I'm sure there's like a little bit of backstory, like why do we hate each other? Like,
there has to be some type of romance involved, like back in the day, because like why would she be pissed that he brought a date? Why would he be pissed that she brought a date?
What I'm saying, it has to be like a high school thing, right? Like almost like he didn't take her to the dance and like he thought she didn't like him, she liked it. You know what I'm saying? Like something stupid, and now it's just built years of tension. Like,
yeah.
Oh my god, I can't wait. I hope they have like, okay, again, like not like fucking like crazy like hunting haunting Adeline, but like give me some like
hate sex.
Yeah, like hate passion sex for sure. For sure. I need it so bad. And those are the two to do it with, you know what I'm saying? Like no one else would hate each other enough to have sex like that.
You know what's actually running through my mind right now is like assigning zodiac signs to the character.
That's fun.
I think Mac would be a Pisces. I don't know why.
I don't know. We can chat about this next
episode. Jeannie's definitely a Cancer.
Fuck you.
Oh yeah, so are you.
Thanks.
I think Logan would be a Taurus.
Ooh, Taurus energy for sure. Someone has to be a Scorpio. Who's passionate? Maybe Bennett.
I think Kira would be a Scorpio.
Ooh, maybe.
I think Kira would be a Scorpio. Hazel.
What are you?
I'm a Taurus.
I don't know if I see that for Hazel, though.
No, I don't think she's a Taurus. I think Hazel's... She's kind of giving maybe Capricorn.
Okay. I like this a lot.
Yeah. Right, Noah. Well, Noah's definitely a Leo.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Red hair, lion, you know, he's like fiery.
Yeah.
We're gonna confirm this over text and we'll fill you in next
episode.
That'll be how we...
This was,
No, sorry, I agree.
This was such a derailment.
No, I agree, but I want to like really think hard about it. So I want to like go back and forth. So next episode, we'll start with this.
Okay,
we'll be
cool.
Like, here's our list.
Yeah, Lori, we're DMing you our thoughts. So
yeah. It's happening again. We're friends now.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that just repeatedly. She's going to be like, what a bunch of weirdos.
Yeah, okay. You know my friend. Yeah, Lori. Yeah, she's great.
Okay, but I do need, we need to ask her if we should call her Lori or Melissa. Hurry, Brilliant with Melissa. Anyways, I, whatever.
Or maybe there's a third name in the mix that we should throw in.
Right, we could all be someone new. Yes. Okay, so Christmas Eve, Hallie mentioned, sorry, I wanted to like talk about the little couples because that was like really our big insight to them. So then, as Hallie mentioned, Kira basically gets in the car and she's like, go home, Bennett. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Did she get spooked? Like, what do you think happened?
I think it got like all too real for her because she was like seeing how like she could like really like be a part of this group.
But at the same time, like she lives Bennett. There. Like, so she's gonna be part of this group anyways.
I know.
Like,
I think it was probably just a whole mix of things, like, because he kept coming to the house, he was fixing all these things for her, and, like, she's obviously lonely, like, she mentions that, like, whether she thinks it's a condition of, like, being a twin, like, she needs someone around, and she, like, mentions that a lot of times throughout the book.
Yeah.
Like, even when they went to was it a fair or something, and, like, she bought the Stroop waffles, and she was like, oh, can I have two?
Right. Because
she's just like used to always ordering for her and her sister.
Oh no, I think it was the Christmas tree lighting. They're big
Yeah, the lighting. That's what it was.
Their big thing.
But I liked the mystery of like the old house. You know what I mean? Like, I'm terrified to go up in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, yeah, same.
Well, but I like think imagine it was, like, a nice setting. Because it was almost like it could be creepy, but it could also be like vintage Christmas.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So and I it's like that.
All the like the stuff that you would find, like, I think it's so interesting, like, that's why, like, thrift shopping is cool sometimes.
Yeah.
Is, like, you know, like, who owned this before me?
Yeah.
Like, what was their life like?
Well, and realistically, with the whole dead body thing, I knew it was going to be, like, just some kind of, like, valuable item. You know, like, I was like, but I liked that, again, because we still have that kind of, like, mystery going on, but it's very, like, back burner. It's like, oh, like, first of all, if you buy an old house, like even when I was renovating this house, I'm like, what if I find money in the floorboards? You know what I'm saying? Like, you just kind of, that's like a natural thought.
Yeah.
So I liked all of that. And then, so,
okay. I was going to say my favorite thing, honestly, about this book, because I am a fucking sucker, was the letters they found.
Mm-hmm.
And
from
like
the old owner, yeah.
My heart literally swoons. Like, I feel like romance back in the day was so different than romance now.
Because people would go to fucking war, and you would not speak to them, and you would wait for them. Like, you would sit, and you would wait.
Like, the long distance pining, and, like, you know, like, sitting down and, like, writing your love letter, and, like, kissing the page, or, like, spraying it with your perfume.
And that's all that you had. That's all you had to go off.
I'm like, wow. Like, wow. I love that. I eat that shit up.
So she finds the letter. So now the town's theory was that this guy killed his wife. Okay, way to start the fucking rumor mill, everyone. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go for the most extreme scenario.
Like, why would he do that? Whatever. They said he was a little weird. So I guess he must have killed his wife. Okay.
I mean, like, if you came back from Vietnam, I mean, I would assume you are a little weird.
Yeah, right. But it doesn't mean he killed his wife. Anyways, fine.
You know, PTSD is a real thing.
Correct. So we find these letters, and he's pining after his wife. He's like, oh my god, I love you, whatever. So all this stuff.
And they're a little smutty. And I was like, yeah, wow. Like, this is crazy.
Yes. There was smut back then. Love that. We love bringing awareness. So, so I liked that. And then she was trying to, like, read these letters now that she finally braved the attic to, like, find if there was, like, a treasure or whatever. Didn't find anything, but they found, like, old vintage Christmas ornaments. They're decorating a tree together. Very cozy. Like, we love it.
God, yeah.
Until
it's amazing.
She ruins it and is like, go home, Bennett. Now, Bennett, he literally is like, fine. See you later. Gets his dogs and fucking leaves. Now, he has this whole drama. This is girl Nicole. Fuck Nicole.
Yeah.
Fuck Nicole.
Yeah. Ew. I hate her. And also, I hate, like, the whole... I didn't hate the reunion, but, like, she is just a self-centered, shitty person.
Yeah, she is what Kira thinks she is.
Yeah, but she's not.
No, Kira's not. Nicole is. Nicole, you suck. So, Nicole. Basically, Bennett, like, she asked him to move to California. That's why he went to California, was for this girl. And, like, mm-hmm. they've been on and off for years. Like, they were dating. They, like, went through college together. She kind of was like, I need to be alone, whatever. And so, but she makes a valid point. Now, first of all, I'm not going to say this point on behalf of her. Like, I still fucking don't like her. But she was like, I thought we were friends with benefits, and, like, you were cool with it. And he kind of has a moment of reflection, like, I never told her I wasn't okay with this.
Mm.
Like, she thinks I'm probably going off and, like, hooking up with people too, and, like, I think it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not. He's, like, devastated, heartbroken, has, like, years of trauma from it. So I thought that was interesting.
I mean, like, yeah, but then, like, also, like, if you're spending that much time with a person, like, over that many amount of years, like, you have a pretty good feel of, like, who they are as a person, yes. I would say. Yes, yes, yes. So, like, how could you not realize that?
Right.
And so maybe not initially, but, like,
yes, after
this
years,
was, like, 7 years in the making. Like,
yeah, you have to fucking realize. Yeah. And so she pops in for New Year's, and he's like, actually, go fucking away from me. Get away.
I know.
And she's
happy.
Really sad, like, but whatever.
Bennett.
So fine. So, yeah, Bennett, like, fixes that, and he's like, oh, I really could start over. Like, I feel like a weight has been lifted. I was like, yeah, finally, dude. Like, what do you – of course. So he, like, kind of heals his, like, Nicole shit,
mm-hmm.
which I think was good. I'm almost glad that Kira made him go home and we could close that, because I think if, like, they just ended up together, I'd have been like, what about Nicole?
Yeah.
Like, not what about her, but, like, this dude –
it was, like, a loose end.
Yeah, so I almost
– no, like, plot holes here.
None. No plot holes in these books. Never. See, that's what I'm saying. So, you know how, like, I was thinking this before. You know how, like, when we rate a book or, like, talk about it, and, like, as a reader, I'm like, here's how I could have written it better? Yes. Lori does that. That's why she's good. Because these fucking authors sometimes who, like, are, like, so out there, they're not thinking that from a reading point of view. Of, like, oh, I read this. And I'm like, wait, what about Nicole? She's a reader. So she's like, what about Nicole? And I'm like, thank you.
I know you haven't had like really any notes for any of these books.
Correct, because there's no plot holes. I only have notes when there's fucking plot holes, and there shouldn't be plot holes.
I can't wait for like us to read another book, and you're gonna be like, okay, well, if I was the author, I would have done this instead. Just rewrite the whole book.
I only did that toward the end of ACOTAR.
No, you've done that for like a lot of books, Jamie.
I'm saying
this is what, episode 37. I swear you've done it for at least 20 of them.
Probably 25.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I didn't do it for the beginning of ACOTAR because those were well-written books. I didn't do it for Fourth Wing, which is coming soon. I'm sure I won't, because those are good books. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel like I would have some notes for Fourth Wing, even though I love it.
Okay, well, stay tuned for January. Okay.
Oh my God, I can't wait for that book to come out.
Yeah. Anyways. So anyway, so yeah. So again, really glad Bennett kind of went home. I'm kind of glad we opened that up and Kira did that. And also, like Hallie said, when he left, he was like, just say the word and I'll stay. I was annoyed that as he's packing up his dogs and leaving, mm-hmm. she's like not saying it still.
Yeah.
But so then a few weeks go by. Fine. She writes him a letter. And I was like, honestly, yes. Good move, Kira.
Amazing. But I was like, how did she get his address? But like, that's fine.
Jeannie.
That's true.
Because Jeannie, okay, first of all, you know, if Kira calls Jeannie, is like, hey, can I have Bennett's address? She'd be like, yep.
Well, yeah, because she went to the cafe.
Yeah.
And Jeannie's like, oh, he left 2 days ago. And like, Kira's like hightailing it out of the cafe. And Jeannie's like, just tell him how you feel.
Yeah. So you know for a fact that if she's like, I need his address, that Jeannie was like, sure, why? You know, like no questions asked.
I love that she wrote him a letter.
Yeah. I loved the letter. And also to me, right? Like,
so good.
I think it was, number one, it was like showed more commitment than just being like, hey, you know,
like sending a text, like it's more personal, you know, like you went out of your way to handwrite this message, fold it up, put it in an envelope, seal it, put the stamp on, write the address, and then go to the mailbox and put it in the mailbox.
And I think it was nice because then she almost like she didn't know his answer, like she's excited and waiting, you know. So, and he had said, like, just say the word. So she said the word. And I think it, again, showed more, like, conviction. Like, I do want this, you know? Like, I'm not just, like, lonely in the middle of the night. It's also, I like when people, quote unquote, when, like, you break up for, like, a few weeks or, like, a month. And, like, you really have time to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that weighs more for me than, like, middle of the night, 2 days later when you're just feeling lonely, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so,
for sure.
Whatever. So then all of a sudden she's in there. She gets a dog who's named Benny. I died. And she even says, she's like,
girl,
I adopted it because of the name. I was like, and you didn't think it was going to work out, you psycho. Like, that's so weird now. Anyways.
Awkward.
Yeah. Which I saw like a meme as well that was like, my favorite thing in life is that my sister is dating a guy whose name, the same name as her cat. The name is Nigel. And she and the girl wrote in the meme and was like, she gets really upset that we refer to her boyfriend as human Nigel. Anyway, so it's like we have like human God. Benny or Ben and like dog Benny. Whatever. Anyways.
Well, I like how she was like, yeah, I did get him because of the name. Right. Like, I was like, all right, girl. I mean.
So she has this new dog. The dog starts freaking out. She looks outside and there's Bennett's three dogs. And she's like, oh my God, he's here. And I was like, I would die on the floor. I wouldn't even make it outside.
I know. I'm surprised she wasn't like, Bennett, 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 Bennett.
Right. But she walks and like.
She like walks out the house and she like whispers, Ben.
Right. Like, who else do you think it is? It's his dogs.
Yeah.
So I think there's like lights or whatever, but it's like to the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wrote a bunch of letters to her.
Oh my God, I just literally die. I literally die.
And he even wrote, like, there's a bunch of letters, a bunch of cute stuff, of course. And he even writes and he's like, oh, like, I wrote these all on the plane ride here. Like, I hope you still mean it. And I was like, aw.
Like, literally.
I also loved his point of view when he was like, I read the letter 5 times. My flight was booked within 30 minutes. Like, he was like, yep, that was what I needed.
Yes.
Like, packed up his life. He was like, guys, we're getting back on a plane. Dogs, let's go. So these good. Dogs must be like, we're sick of being stored in the cargo area. Please make up your mind, you two fucking idiots.
Yeah, literally.
Like, they're like, we're sick.
Oh my God, these poor dogs.
Yeah, but now they're all
fine. Poor Pudgy.
Now they have 4 dogs. That's a sick number of dogs.
It's a lot.
But they have a farm. So obviously they kiss, they make up, all is well.
And then they spend happily ever after together.
We do have an epilogue, which I happen to like. So the epilogue.
What happened in the epilogue? I can't remember.
Well, it's the end to the mystery of the treasure.
Oh, yes.
You want to tell us about it? You seemed excited.
Oh, yes, sure. So.
You were like, yes, treasure.
So Bennett was like digging or something.
Yeah, because she's making like she wants to make the farm like an all year round profit. That's, she wants to like make vegetables, like their pickle things.
She's planting the cucumber garden.
She wants to make pickles, this bitch. It's like a point that's mentioned or. Yes, pickles.
I would also like to make pickles. Who wouldn't want to make pickles? I love pickles. Right, well, anyways.
She's growing cucumbers to make said pickles.
Yeah, and so Bennett is like shoveling away, and Kira is like in the house getting lemonade. I'm like, oh my God, this is so perfect.
I like a good – and like also a farm with 4 dogs hits right, you know? Like no one else could have 4 dogs. They're allowed. Yeah.
Yes, and I really hope in the following book she gets a reindeer because that would be fucking sick. But anyways, that's besides the point. So he like hit something hard and I was like, oh my God, it's
the body.
Show me the booty. You know what I mean? Oh. So like in a pirate, you know, they call the treasure booty.
No, I got it. It just like the timing with me saying body, like it went to like the butt, you know?
Yeah. So he like, he shovels, he finds this like metal box.
And once you like, find an old, like, rusted metal box, you're like, jackpot.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And so, like, he opened it, and there was, like, a note that said, like, oh, like, I didn't want, like, my greedy cousin or whoever, like, to get this.
Spiteful man.
So, like, this was the stuff that he hid because the house moved on to, like, the other family member. And there was, like, earrings in it and, like, old jewelry, like pearls, a pearl necklace. Yeah. And Kira comes out. Obviously, they're very elated, and that's when he was like, yeah, like, we were looking for a dead body. Or did she find that out before?
I think she knew beforehand. And she was like, what the fuck? But it was like a very like slight, like, again, didn't really matter. Like until it was brought up in the beginning, it's kind of like what brought Bennett there. And then I feel like it's like at the end, it's like it ties it up. And then also they decide to like sell these things.
Yeah.
And they're going to like renovate like the barn, which also I think, prediction here, there's like a barn in the back. And she's like, oh, I'll fix it up and I'll like make it like a venue for like events or weddings. I feel like Joni. Is that their name? Stop. I was going to say Logan and Jeannie. did I make a ship name by accident?
I was like, what?
I feel like that's where Logan and Jeannie will get married.
Okay.
In the farm.
Wow. I didn't even think about that. That's.
Yeah. As soon as she was like, wedding venue, I was like, ding.
Shit.
So, but they decided to sell it.
Like, oh my God. I really hope they do their wedding for Annie and Max book.
Oh, I hope. Because angry wedding sex. Please. I'm going to actually.
She's writing the book right now. We need to tell her.
Before you continue, please. Oh my God. Consider this. Because weddings are so sexy as is.
Mm-hmm.
and like across the room all night building sexual tension. And then that, even if that's the, okay, well, I'm being picky now, but even if that's the
now first, you're writing the book, Jamie. Yeah,
if that's like the first night they have sex, oh my God. Or I don't care. Actually, I don't even care what number of time it is. I just need angry wedding sex more than I need air.
Oh my God.
I'm going to suffocate.
It's like in SpongeBob when he was like, water.
I need it. That's me.
Oh my God.
That's me for angry wedding sex. Okay.
It's crazy.
Oh. I don't even know what I was saying. Oh, so they decided to sell the jewelry, and then they're the old guy, like the old owner, like he would appreciate this. I see your cat losing its shit.
Yeah, she has a zoomies.
Adorable. And then they're like, yeah, the old guy would like appreciate and like would, you know, would like that we're doing this with the money. So the kind of like, again, this mystery, quote unquote, brought Bennett there and then like tied it up to the sense of like she has money, she could fix things, like all is well. Which, you know what? I like that. I like a little buried treasure that wasn't the main plot point.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Sorry. I'm like amped up about the angry wedding sex still. Okay. So what did you rate this book? How do we feel? We finished the series thus far. So I guess do ratings and we'll talk about books to come.
So I gave this one a 3-star.
Me too.
It wasn't my favorite in the series so far. I think the second one still is just...
So my honest, agreed. My honest opinion, I was, like, reflecting afterwards, because I didn't like it less than the other books. I think just after reading Cinnamon Bun and, like, Noah and Hazel, it just had to be less than that, because that was, like, whoa, you know?
Yeah, and I think it's just because of, like... You know, it's not, like, because of the writing or anything. It's just the scenario.
Yeah.
Like, I liked their scenario better.
I liked the, like, Noah and Hazel's fatal flaws more than, like, these two.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like I said, like, yeah, I enjoy, like, so that's, like, it's hard, obviously, with me with ratings, too, because, like, I enjoyed it just as much. I read it just as fast. Like, it was, like, the same, like, it's very consistent, the whole series. Like, I felt the same about it. Mm-hmm. It's almost more of, like, what characters I want to be like friends with more, or like, you know, who I was like more into.
Yeah exactly. And I think also too, I am not like, this is not, I don't know how to say this, I'm not like a big holiday person.
Well, neither is Kira, but yes,
you know. So it was like, okay, like I liked that it was like Christmas time and it's cute,
but like that's not gonna like add umph for you.
No. But, like, I've also never really read, like, a Christmas-themed book before.
Oh, cool.
So I feel like that was, like, this was good. Yeah, you know, like, fun. I feel like it helped me get a little bit more into the spirit.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Because I'm,
that.
Like, thinking of snow and the lights and the tree.
Yeah, like, I want to go Christmas tree chopping now.
Yeah, you know? But, like, also, like, I'm not, like, a Hallmark person, right? So, like, the Christmas Hallmark movies, not that these are the same, but, like, I'm saying, like, that vibe, like, I'm that's not like my vibe kind of thing.
Well, I heard that loud.
My cat literally tried to jump on the chair and like totally missed and like fucking slammed her neck on the edge. What is wrong with her?
I know. I hear her being crazy. My animals are well behaved this episode. Thank you kindly. Yeah,
mine are not.
It's okay. I agree. Puffy. Yeah. So like I also give it like the 3 stars, but for that reason, like I feel like honestly, they've all been, like, following, again, the same, like, consistent good vibe of, like, the good writing. I like the story, the plots, like, having, like, the two fatal flaws. I'm, like, really into all that.
Yeah. I like how she was, like, what's their problem? Like, what's their damage? Yeah, exactly. I like that. That's good.
So, yeah, I'm, like, into it. Oh, I keep hitting my microphone. I'm into that. I just think, again, like, after Noah and Hazel, wow. I mean, those two they just sparked things in my whole body. Various places, you know, tickled everything.
Yeah. I just think it's like that trope that I like, because I was telling you, like, the whole, like, don't get me wrong, who wouldn't want a man to fix everything in their life for them? Okay, like, me. That's like the princess savior complex, which is like okay, but like I get bored of that very quickly.
It doesn't like itch your brain.
Yeah, so like, you know, and like, because I felt like, you know, he was kept coming to like check the boiler, to check, you know, this barn, to check, you know, you have ice, you have salt, and it's like,
right,
and he's like, yeah, like I just want to fix women, and I'm like, all right, which, cool,
you know,
but like
that is your flaw for sure, you know, like we don't, you know,
Well, yeah, but I was getting a little tired of that.
And I also think when in Bennett's case, right, like he made that, which that's part of his problem, right, is he made that his personality. Like,
yeah,
in Logan and Jeannie's book, like Logan came and fixed her lock and it was like, and it was nice. And
yeah,
like, you know, like I feel like naturally when men like someone, they like fix things or help them or like things that we don't know how to do.
Yeah, they want to like do things for you.
So it's of course satisfying, but it's also like Bennett made that his whole personality.
Yeah. Bennett's like I have no worth unless I'm doing this for you.
I'm a man. I can fix anything. And I'm like, Bennett, damn, relax. Seriously. Yeah. No, but I do. Yeah. I also think like the Christmas vibe was good for them because, again, because their issues were almost like lesser than the other couples. I feel like they needed a better like vibe. Mm-hmm. Like Noah and Hazel fucking carried that book on their damn backs. So, like, it was summertime. Not, like, a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, there wasn't, like, a specific vibe. Like, there was very summertime fun. But, like, I argue fall and winter are, like, very, like, thick, content-heavy vibes. Like there's like, those are very specific vibes. Summertime is, like, a variety of vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like, yeah, like, because those two were just fucking dynamite, you know? So, yeah, I just
sparks
think.
Sparks were flying.
Yeah, I really think, again, agreed with you. It's 3 stars, but mainly because we just got off of Noah and Hazel. Mm-hmm. And I just think their, like, fatal flaws were, like, whatever. Like, all right, guys, glad you worked it out.
But, I mean, like, I did really like how, like, you know, the forced proximity thing. Like, he's there with the snowstorm and, like, he brings her mattress down and they're, like, having sex in front of the fireplace. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. I love
20
this.
Out of 10. Yeah, no, all that was 100%. So, going forward, I'm very intrigued for these next two books. So
I am as well.
Strawberry Patch Pancake House. Ooh, I did
it. Ooh, you said it right.
I did. I'm so proud of myself. So Kira has a helper at the farm, and she's like, I don't know, she's like middle-aged-ish. She's like older than this crew.
Yeah, I would say she's middle-aged. But I don't know if she is then. Is she? She is, right?
I don't think she, I want to say she's like 40.
Okay. I was like, thinking like 60. But
no,
when,
I don't think so.
I thought she was like 60 because like, because then I was reading the synopsis for this book and
look
it was
you
saying like,
ahead. I'm so proud
I know.
Of you.
She was like, oh, like Iris has never held a job. Like she was, now she's like a babysitter for this guy or something like
I
that.
Think
and
she's
I'm like,
older than this crew. I'm imagining this crew like late 20s, early 30s. I'm imagining her like late 30s, early 40s.
Okay. So she was like the generation before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because, gotcha. Yeah, so Kira hires
that
her to, like,
sense.
Work on the farm kind of thing, like, as, like, her, like, just person to, like, greet people.
Yeah.
And so, like, she's cool. Like, she, but that's why I think she's, like, late 30s, early 40s, because she, like, teaches
old people
aerobics. Like, so I don't think that she's old. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yes.
So the next book is this new guy moves into town. He's, like, the chef at the pancake house, and he has a kid. I don't know if it's a son or daughter. And the mayor's like, oh, he's looking for a nanny. Like, Iris, go help out.
I like how the mayor just, like, assigns
jobs.
People.
Yes. He's like, go get him.
Oh, she's got nothing going on. You're going to go do this now.
Right. Help the town, Iris. I kind of like that, though. Like, because it's, like, the classic, like, nanny boss trope. But, like, it's less creepy because it's not, like, an old guy and a young girl. It's, like, everyone's probably the same age.
Yeah, and I don't think it's, like, one of those, like, you know, she's a nanny for, like, this really wealthy family and, like, how, like, housemaid was. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. I'm
and he's, like, 40 and she's, like, 21. You know what I mean?
I'm also intrigued. Like, I'm intrigued, right? Like, a little bit older of a vibe. Maybe, like, some more maturity. We have, like, a kid in the mix. So, like, that's obviously, like, going to be, I would assume, part of the main issue, right? We're not just going to fuck around and have fun. Like, this this will impact a child. Like, we can't
old
be,
people
like,
sex.
Oh, I don't think it's okay. First of all, 40 if 40's old, bitch, like what am I geriatric?
I'm kidding.
Honestly,
I just wanted to see your reaction.
When you get older, I feel like things get freaky. Yeah, fuck it. So yeah. I'm interested in
is that how things are?
I feel like these last maybe. I'll let you know, I guess, one day. I feel like the last three books, like we said, it was always like young people, like, oh, just for fun, whatever. I feel like that's not going to be the vibe of this book just because, again, like, they can't afford to just have fun when there's, like, a kid.
Yeah, it has to be a little bit more serious.
It has to be, like, more thought out, like, whatever. So I'm interested in that. You know, like, I foresee for them.
I think Iris's flaw is that she's too flaky and, like, too, like, in the air.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, he's worried about that for the stability of his child.
Right. And I foresee them almost being more of, like, trying to resist each other, and they can't. And it's like, well, I'm too flaky. Like, you have a kid. Like, what's going to happen? You know? Yeah. But, like, not like a secret, but more of, like, trying to resist each other. Mm-hmm. I like that. And then book numero cinco is the book, right?
Five?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Book five?
Yeah. Don't look at me like that.
Gingerbread.
That's the book we are all waiting for.
Gingerbread.
As mentioned, Feral. That's Annie and Mac's book. Again, if I haven't made it clear enough, please give me angry wedding sex. I can't wait for those two. I mean, we've talked about them enough where you guys can, you know, get behind what we're saying and why we're excited. Mm-hmm. I'm ready. So we have one in the spring and then one in like
the fall, I think.
Fall, like September.
Yeah, because I think it comes out in April, the fourth one.
Yeah, April, September are good vibes. I'm into that. And then we will let you guys know. We're probably going to read her other genre, because why not? It's fun.
And I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too.
So I love Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, so we'll let you
guys know. I love that story.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know how we think of that. Yeah. And obviously, if you guys want us, we can also cover it. Like, whatever, we can... We are flexible. I think we're also now turning into a purely based off vibes podcast. we used to have like a list of like books we planned, and now we have like our series planned. But other than that, I feel like we're going to be like, what's the vibe this month?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's kind of the plan.
So we'll stay tuned.
Well, one more book in December, just one more. We're going to kind of start getting set up and geared going for the new year. We have lots of things coming. Mm-hmm. So we need time to prep for that. We will be recording in person together in like a little studio. We're working on creating, not really we because we're not doing anything, but we're getting a new logo that is like hand drawn for us. So we have like lots of exciting things coming to roll out in 2025. Big year for us. So can't wait. We ended off this year with a fucking bang though.
No, we did.
We started only 10 months ago.
I know. Thank you, Lori, for being our first ever
guest. Thank you so much, Lori.
Thank you for being your amazing self and dealing with our craziness.
We love you. So thank you. This was so much fun. We hope you guys had as much fun as we did because we had a blast.
It's like the perfect Christmas gift.
Yeah, perfect gift. So yeah, we'll have one more book this month. If you guys have recommendations, whether it's like a Christmassy romance for vibes or Christmassy thriller, like we're kind of open to whatever. So let us know what you guys would like to hear in December to end off the year. And then we're rolling right into January and deep dives. Hard hitting.
Exactly.
Love it.
Woo!
All right. Love you guys.
Love you. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
See you in the next episode, whatever that may be. Vibes. Love you guys.
#vibes. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.